For more than three decades, Big Top Chautauqua and Mount Ashwaubenon have brought music enthusiasts and skiers to Bayfield County.
The Northern Wisconsin region is home to the Ashwaubenon Alliance, which operates both nonprofit organizations out of the same venue.
In a recent public letter, the Alliance says it's seen a loss of nearly $1 million since 2022.
From snowless winters to rising performance costs, the group is changing its operations in an effort to keep the organization around well into the future.
Gary Ishala is executive director of the Ashwaubenon Alliance. Gary, thanks for joining us today.
Rob, thank you for having me.
Before we get into what's going on now, can you give us a little bit of the history of Big Top Chautauqua?
I'd love to. So Big Top Chautauqua has been around for 39 years this summer. Started by a group of musicians. As they played and got better, they really formed especially Warren Nelson, formed a really amazing talent for educational and historical musicals, I'm going to call them, documenting the area around Ashwaubenon and the Apostle Islands and the history of the Apostle Islands, as well as then being contracted by local cities and towns to do educational historical pieces about those communities and how they came to be. Then continue to build what we know now as the Big Top Chautauqua, doing both historical and educational pieces, as well as bringing in artists from around the country and around the world. Every big name that you can think of for the past 39 years has probably been at one time or another, either in the beginning of their career or at the end of their career at the Big Top.
And Big Top shared, in effect, a hill with a ski and recreational area. And just a couple of few years back, there was a merger, a joining. How did that happen?
Correct. So a little history on Mount Ashwaubenon is 75, 76 years old this year. The local ski hill, the ski hill where families brought their generations and generations of kids to learn to ski, to enjoy the outdoors, to really have a huge communal effect on the sport of downhill and the sport of Nordic. It's I always tell the story I think is really cute, is that we have a swap in November of gear and clothing, and it's fun to watch each year, especially the snowsuits, because as families grow and kids grow, the snowsuits travel from family to family, from generation to generation. Just a wonderful place for adults and school children to learn how to ski and be active in the outdoors.
Now, this recent public letter issued by the Ashwaubenon Alliance said, hey, some significant financial setbacks for the organization, especially since the pandemic. Can you paint us a picture of the situation there?
Yeah, I think that, we all went through a really tumultuous time with the pandemic. During that time, so many things have changed. Base wages especially have changed. The cost of artists has skyrocketed. You know, the cost for travel and for lodging, again, all things that influence our businesses as the Ashwaubenon Alliance. And so we're really dealing with an onslaught of new costs, new variables, and new ways that we need to address a patron base that is aging, and that we need to have more younger patrons coming to the hill with their families and experiencing the magic on the hill.
On the music side of things, making the case in that letter, I mentioned that some shows, even if things go pretty well, you're pretty much running at a loss because of some of those costs you mentioned. How often does that happen where you put on a show, but it's a money loser, not a money maker?
Unfortunately, more times than not, and that is a problem and an issue. And so what we're really looking to do in this transitional year is somewhat limit the number of shows so that we can limit our production costs, our upfront costs, and kind of recoup a little bit of our financial base to then expand again in 2026 and beyond. And it's just hopefully a one-year reset that we can get some things under control and look to 2026, which is going to be our 40th anniversary, as a year of really celebration and magic at the Big Top.
And I should bring up, regular WPR listeners are familiar with one big part of the story, Tent Show Radio. The Alliance stopped producing that. We had aired that on WPR until last August, live recorded music out of Big Top for about 38 years, I think. What went into that decision? I'm sure it wasn't an easy one.
The decision was a part of the unionization of the BCO. Bill Cam's Orchestra is our house band that grew out of the original members of the string band. So unionization put some criteria around Tent Show Radio And so we unfortunately had to, through legal counsel, pull that show from publication.
Gary Schala is with us, executive director of the Ashwaubee Alliance. They operate Big Top Chautauqua and Mount Ashwaubee, a ski and recreation area in Bayfield County. Talked about financial challenges and the road ahead. And Gary, you mentioned, cutting back a little bit for now on shows and rethinking in some ways your mission and how you serve it. What are some of the things you have in the works now?
One of the things that we've done is that we had the opportunity most recently, late last year, in Washburn, which is a community just 10 minutes to the south of Bayfield, there was a theater called the North Stage. It's a true theater style venue, beautiful stage, as well as a porch that for the summer. We had the opportunity to lease the North Stage for the next year and try this smaller venue to be able to diversify our offerings to the community. So not only having Blue Canvas Orchestra shows there, but also having film festivals and hopefully comedians and different genres of music in a smaller venue where we can really help control some of those huge costs that it takes to operate a big venue like the tent. We have had a smaller stage as well at our corporate offices in Bayfield called the Backstage. It seats about 100 people. It's very intimate, very close. The acts there can really be up to about 6 people, musicians and artists. And it really gives people an intimate setting that you are right there with the artist. Along with that venue, the Backstage, we have a really successful open mic night on Wednesday nights that runs year-round. It's a free venue. Anyone can come in at any time. An artist can come in at any time during our Wednesday night and perform. And it has become a really community engagement piece and something that we look forward to on a weekly basis because you never know what's going to happen at the Backstage.
You mentioned, to use that phrase, community engagement. This is a big change. I'm sure many people in the area may feel really committed to the institution and the way it's operated over the years. How have you reached out to work with people to explain the need for a change and make the case for some of the changes you're making?
Thanks for that question, because we have been not working in a bubble. I've been doing personal emails to our patron base, trying to keep them up on what's going on. I ran a long series of community coffees over the last quarter of last year and look to maybe reinstate those in the coming months as well. We have newsletters and we have obviously Facebook and our website. So we've been trying to disseminate this information as best we can. And we hope that as we're doing that, the community would not theorize or in the absence of what they see as facts, make up their own story. We're always happy to answer questions. I'm always happy to answer questions, and my door is always open.
We focused on changes on the music and performance side of things. How about the winter recreation side of things?
I can't tell you how good it is to have snow this year. we had a good season last year. We did, and we were able to run our Nordic race last year, which was a real accomplishment, and kudos to the team. This year, again, we were one of the few places that had good snow, and our Nordic race this year was 3 times as big as ever before. That Nordic race is really an important race for the colleges across the state. The colleges across the state and northern Minnesota need to have 2 races in order to compete in nationals. And it's not about time, it's getting those races in. And when we don't have snow, it's really tough for these young people to achieve their dream of going to nationals. So the downhill has been spectacular. Our ski team just competed in the state competition where we had a couple of young skiers as standouts. So we're really proud of really where we've come in the last 5 years under Doug Olson. Our grooming is second to none. And the people that are using our Nordic trails right now are just, they're in bliss because they have been so good this year. And our groomers have been meeting the challenges every day.
The combo of the 2 things, Big Top and the recreation, a unique institution in a lot of ways. Can you talk about what you see your organization meaning for Bayfield County and the surrounding area?
What we mean for the Bayfield County and the surrounding area is really a huge economic driver for both the tourist side and the employment side. And so we are really conscious of making sure that we continue to be this viable member of the community. And I think that one of the things that we've done in the past couple weeks, we've done a lot more community events where we're hosting events for the community to benefit the community. The Blue Moon Ball with the Recreation Department was a great success and helped them raise some funds. We just put on Reggae on the Res with Legendary Waters, and that was a huge success. We're looking at a music festival, our first ever in September, and that's going to be really a great collaboration with community and Mount Ashelbe and Big Top, where not only will you be able to come and camp and to take some classes and to mountain bike and to maybe have some guided hikes, but hear 2 days of amazing music on two different stages. And that's a true collaborative effort between these two sisters in the organization.
Gary, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I wish you a great day.
Gary Shala is Executive Director of the Ashelbe Alliance. The organization operates Big Top Chautauqua and a ski and recreation area in Bayfield County. There'll be heavy competition coming up in Green Bay as top performers from around the country hope they get picked number one. And I'm not talking about the NFL draft.
Nope, the competitors in question, they're cheese. It's the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest with over 2,400 entries in more than 100 different categories.
The event kicks off next Tuesday. My request to do an in-person fact-finding expedition was rejected again.
Boo. But how about you? Are you going to the event? Are you competing? Maybe you're doing some public sampling? Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org to get in touch, or you can call or text at 888-642-0232.
Or if you're not going, just tell us what's your best in show number one favorite cheese. Again, email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Hey, maybe we'll bring on our own cheese expert, Dean Kinetter, for some analysis.
Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/wisconsintoday. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to WPR News.